hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, show.
By the way, for you people out there, this is tonight at 7 p.m. That gives you a couple hours to eat some din-din and take a nice slow pokey drive because of high gas prices. Watch that mileage out there, folks. At Brave New Books at 1904 Guadalupe at MLK, free screening of Hillary Exposed, a film that explores the fundraising scandal involving Mrs. Clinton. That's a premier screening, so that's tonight only at 7 p.m. at Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe at MLK. By the way, I went down there and bought a copy of Alex Jones's film. By the way, Alex, if you're listening, the box is empty. You better restock it. At any rate, D.V. Kidd wrote an article for newswithviews.com. And she says that they have to get nominated by delegates at the Republican National Convention, which will take place in St. Paul, Minnesota. She's talking about Tancredo or Ron Paul. Tom Tancredo, he's a good guy. He's done a good job with immigration or illegal invasion, I should say. But I don't put Ron Paul in the same category as Tom Tancredo. At any rate, otherwise, if he really had support out there, he would have a lot more money in his campaign. Ron Paul has close to $8 million, and by November 31st or December 31st or January 1, whichever way you want to look at it, his goal is to have his $12 million, which will keep him in this race until its finality, or it's until the end. And I do believe he is going to make it. At any rate, she says that this is going to take place in St. Paul, Minnesota, September 1st through the 4th of next year. Without the party's nomination, GOP faithful will likely end up with serial adulterer Rudy Giuliani, and then it's back to hold your nose and vote. As regular readers know, I belong to no party and left the GOP back in 1996. So I'm not out to promote the Republican Party here, but rather bring things into perspective regarding the process, of which not a lot has been talked about, and I'm glad DV is. The Democratic Party She says the Republican Party here, but rather than bring things into perspective regarding the process, the Democratic Party delegates at their own convention will choose from a list of craven poltroons, she calls them, running under that ticket, and shove their choice down the throats of the party faithful. The cycle needs to be broken. But it won't get done unless you participate. The emails to get Tom Tancredo or Ron Paul elected as the next president, and there is only one in my book, of these United States of America are running fast and furious on the Internet. That's great. Networking is basic grassroots at its best. However, unless two critical areas are represented by constitutionalists, neither one of these congressmen stand a chance. Constitutionalists have to get themselves elected as delegates to the convention. Electoral college delegates have to be constitutionalists because they elect the president by casting their vote. Candidates from both parties are out there right now trying to pitch and sell their toxic agendas. They do this solely for the purpose of getting that vote during the primaries held throughout the states. I'll pick this up on the other side. This is important stuff. DB is not a lightweight, and when she speaks, kind of like a little mini E.F. Hutton. When she speaks, people listen, or at least they read her material. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
DB Kid says that they do this solely for the purpose of getting the vote during the primaries held throughout the state. Supposedly this tells the party, and she uses the term elephant or ass, which the candidate the voters seem to like the best. As time goes by, repeat candidates like New World Order advocate Joe Biden drop out. Lots of time and money wasted on this dangerous man who never had a realistic chance of getting his party's nod. But where are Tancredo and Ron Paul? A couple of weeks ago, Fox News had a segment on presidential candidates with a photo array of 6 of them. Tancredo and Paul were never mentioned. It goes without saying that the unfair and unbalanced Fox, and by the way, folks, it's just going to be referred to as Fox News, F-A-U-X, would never mention or include any candidates from the Constitution Party or others. The New York Times ran a column on February 25, 2007, titled "Christian Right Labors to Find 08 Candidates, and Nowhere to Be Found in a List of GOP Candidates is Tancredo or Ron Paul." One has to wonder why the leadership of the Christian right is ignoring 2 of their own as if they weren't running. Which, by the way, you saw what happened yesterday with Yoda. I call Pat Robertson Yoda. It's God's punishment on him. He's going to turn him into Yoda before he dies. And then probably work on his son, because his son is in the same shoes. Anyone who has been active in the Take Back America movement is fully aware that the dominant media, and that includes cable, is completely compromised. This is a fact that cannot be disputed, so people should never accept it and start working around them. Above all, don't give them your support. Don't buy mainstream newspapers, and don't support party hacks like shallow Sean Hannity and gasbag Rush Limbaugh, who recently said Dick Cheney is his hero. How utterly appalling, but then again, what can you expect from the shill like Limbaugh, who lost all credibility after the pretend elections last November when he admitted he supported and cheered on incumbents who didn't deserve it? Those who support either Tancredo or Paul must begin the process now of getting elected as a delegate to the convention, or it's all over and the GOP faithful will get the shadow government's choice shoved down their throats again. The power players behind the scenes will orchestrate the show, the dog and pony show I like to call it, and the people will be the losers again. The same applies with getting nominated as an electoral college delegate, because America got a good lesson in civics during the 2000 pretend election regarding the popular vote versus the electoral college system. A word to the wise. If you present yourself as a supporter of Tancredo or Paul, you will never get elected as a delegate. Wave the flag, shout power to the GOP, rah, 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 get elected, and then begin your campaign to either of these two candidates nominated. Now, some might say this type of stealth isn't right. Here's what's not right. Backroom deals and big money giving the American people no choice in these elections, and anyone who thinks this isn't how the process has been working for the past century is in a state of denial. Of course, both Tancredo and Paul have to get out and participate in these primaries, but I haven't seen that yet. Perhaps their game plan is to let some of these odious candidates currently out there burn out or run out of money before they make their move. One thing for certain, neither of them have good name recognition out there in the general population. So they also have the hurdle to tackle. They need to get out there and compete like serious candidates. However, all of this will be in vain unless the majority of the delegates at the GOP convention next year are the supporters. Now, there are websites that explain the process of delegates to the convention and the Electoral College, rather. Get together with your friends or people you know, if you're a Republican, and plan your strategy now and work to get elected as a delegate. Time is quickly slipping by. Every minute counts. The shadow government already knows how to play the game, and too many otherwise patriotic Americans are getting sucked into supporting efforts dangerous to this republic. Now, I suggest, she says, we select candidates in that other appropriate races who stand for the values we do, progressive activism, in the cause of working people worldwide. The most intelligent and principled candidates I'm aware of are those from the Socialist Equity Party. I am shocked. The dangerous operation about our democracy even boasts that they want to reconstitute America into a commonwealth. These United States of America is a constitutional republic, and we intend to keep it that way. This nation is full of useful fools, and this site is a perfect example of how to suck in patriotic Americans with just the right attacks on certain groups and individuals while pushing progressive as the solution. It also contains distorted facts, that is, the claim that John F. Kennedy was planning to overthrow the privately owned Federal Reserve. For a factual legal analysis of that myth, she says, see here. They also praise mass murder, FDR. It goes without saying the electronic voting machines continue to steal our elections. I've written on this issue since 1993. We have to keep the heat on the state houses to get rid of all machines and go back to the tried and true paper ballots, hand counted in the precincts, in front of anyone who wants to watch. If you keep doing what doesn't work, you can only expect failure as a result. I disagree with her on the issue of the Federal Reserve and John F. Kennedy. He wasn't planning to overthrow it. What he was doing was giving people an alternative, much like the government should be doing right now, folks. If people really were interested in the solution, Bush could do the same thing that John F. Kennedy did. Order the Treasury through executive order, executive fiat, although it is, but order the Treasury to print, once again, United States notes, loan them into circulation. What difference does it matter if it's worthless? So is the stuff that we're using right now. The difference is Guido the bankster is running his juice on this deal, the interest. And that is what's killing us. Folks, $426 million a day to our banker friends just for the privilege of using their fiat money. So why couldn't and why wouldn't this work? And I would, if George Bush, in a moment of severe alcoholic intoxication, were to do something like this, I would suggest that George Bush would not be around for the end of his presidency. You would probably see Dick Cheney in as president and whoever he wanted to pick to ride shotgun with him. Literally, ride shotgun. Ted in Georgia. Hello, Ted.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, sir.
You may have mentioned this or you may have missed it, but today on CNBC, they had this one interview where they interviewed several people, and they interviewed Santelli.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm speaking of, don't you?
Yeah.
Santelli is in the bond department. And he mentioned something was said about Bernanke, and Santelli said that, and I didn't know what he was talking about until you mentioned that Ron Paul actually interviewed Bernanke, but he said that when the way I understood it, when Ron Paul interviewed Bernanke, he said, the boys down in the pits, that's in the bond department, see, that's where the money's being stolen from, not the money, but the purchasing power,
mm-hmm.
From the bonded people and people with cash, too. But especially, we're talking now about the bond department. He said those guys really went into a cheering session for Ron Paul, and because they saw that he exposed Bernanke as taking the, as I understand it, taking the purchasing power from the people that owned bonds. In other words, he was stealing.
Well, and Paul made another point that he's also stealing the savings of many people.
Yeah.
And he mentioned that through his inflationary processes. And literally what should be done right at this moment. I mean, this is the perfect storm that's been created in the economy out there. What Ben Bernanke should be doing right now is the same doggone thing that Paul Volcker did back in 1979, 1980. And that's raising the interest rates
right, to
slow that inflation down. Ah, but there's a problem. The banks, desperately on the hook for trillions of dollars, $500 trillion out there in the derivatives market, the entire globe sitting there teetering on economic collapse. He had to do this for his masters. He absolutely positively had to do this. And that's not what Bernanke is willing to admit. But Ron Paul made the same suggestion that you're stealing from people right now.
All right. Well, this, I thought that was worth a lot of money, getting that free publicity from Santelli. And it shows that some of those people, not most of them, but a few of them, are able to see through this, and they, although they have to play the game to keep their jobs, you can watch their facial expressions, and not only that, but once in a while they'll give a hint in what they say, that they're on to what's going on.
I monitor, Ted, these financial shows real carefully and who they're interviewing. And they'll bring up a bunch of rah-rah boys from the corporations, heads of the corporations, General Motors, Ford, whatever. And, yes, they'll admit that things are, you know, we're restructuring. Times are a little bit tight right now, but we're going to be profitable. We're going to be all of these different things. But I've been watching this very, very closely, Ted, and they're having to admit, those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, if you watch this and you know they're doublespeak, they are making admissions about what exactly we've been talking about.
Right.
And that's what's really maddening, because the majority of the people that are watching these financial shows, they ain't got a clue.
Well, the truth is catching up with them.
Hold on, Ted. Let me take the break. I'll bring you on the other side of the break.
All right.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
All right, we're back. Ted, anything else?
Yes, I would like to mention that Rattigan had four of those trained SEALs on his show after the market closed, and they were all so astounded that the market, that quote market unquote, would come back from a $220 deficit, come back to 33.
Oh, okay.
And of course, they completely ignored the fact that the plunge protection team is the one that did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just as though the plunge protection team doesn't even exist.
Yeah. Well, they're running out of money in which to do this.
Yeah.
They're just, and it's an endless hole. It's like throwing money down a black hole.
Yeah.
And it is not going to help. But,
right.
But hang on. Tomorrow's Friday.
Okay.
More bad news is on its way, and this is going to keep rippling. This is going to keep happening for the next year.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. It's quite entertaining, though, if it wasn't so tragic.
I understand.
Thank you, John.
Tragedy and a comedy. Thanks, Ted. Appreciate
the
call. All right. Fresh from rip-roaring success of a campaign that saw presidential candidate Ron Paul break records for the amount of primary donations collected in one day, the momentum continues with a plan for a sign bomb, which I was just thinking about this yesterday, and another fundraiser drive scheduled for December 15th and 16th. Story by Paul Joseph Watson on Prison Planet. The creator of the November 5th fundraiser drive, Trevor Lyman, appeared on the Alex Jones Show today to discuss the astounding impact of this project and plans for a new effort to raise $10 million over the course of one weekend next month. After conferring live on air with Jones, Lyman agreed that a new fundraising assault should be launched to coincide simultaneously with Ron Paul rallies across the country. The weekend of December 15th and 16th marks Bill of Rights Day and the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, and these are the dates that are encouraging people to double their efforts in order to save the Republic and catapult Ron Paul, the only constitutional candidate and America's last hope, into the White House. On that weekend, a drive to raise $10 million will go into high gear along with a sign bomb, a coordinated effort to blanket America and the media with Ron Paul signs. This will be the biggest attempt yet to break John Kerry's record of $5.7 million in donations for a single day, which occurred after the primaries and during the presidential race proper. Keep in mind also, folks, that a lot of the Kerry donations were corporate donations. The money that Ron Paul raised was from single individual donors, averaging $103 apiece, just $103. And what's that in today's money? $10? I don't know. We are calling upon all Americans who love liberty and want to see respect and dignity restored to the office of the president to join us in this crusade to raise $10 million for the Ron Paul campaign over the weekend of December 15th and 16th. Please join the grassroots Ron Paul revolution and get behind this juggernaut, this effort to smash the record books and force the establishment to acknowledge the Texas congressman as a powerful front-runner for the Republican candidacy and America's only chance of defeating the elite's pro-war pick, Hillary Clinton, in the 2008 presidential election. Now is the time to make history and restore the true American virtues that our founding fathers fought and died for by rallying behind the December 15th, 16th fundraising campaign and making the establishment run scared of the tumultuous popular support for the principles embodied in the stance of Congressman Ron Paul. Yeah, I would say. I was just thinking about this, and my wife just got the pricing for signs for Ron Paul. And she said, don't announce these on the air because people are going to be calling us wanting to buy signs. I am going to take care of that in the next couple of days to make sure that people are aware of where you can order Ron Paul signs at. I have a overworked staff here, so therefore I'm not going to burden them with selling signs. Okay, so we're going to make sure that people are aware of where they can order these signs at. And I envision one of the biggest signs that that he's got. I'd like to put several of these on IH-35 and let people know during maybe morning rush hour. Is it, since the time change, is it early enough in the morning? Is it light enough in the morning? Do you know? Is it? Okay, we might do it for the morning morning commute. At any rate, folks, start putting them in your yards. Put the Ron Paul bumper stickers on your cars. Okay? I mean, it can be done. This man, I don't care what the naysayers are saying, this man can get the presidency of the United States. And I, for one, would like to see this thing come down in a debate between him and Rudy Giuliani. And Julie, I like to call him, for his cross-dressing reasons. He just loves to dress up in women's clothes for some unknown reason. But you saw how much of a threat that Ron Paul was to Rudy Giuliani. I mean, when he attacked him, I think it was on the Fox News debate back in September, for what Ron Paul's statements about, well, what do you expect? I'm paraphrasing. You know, what do you expect when you go over there and bomb and you kill a bunch of people? Would you not expect retribution? Oh, well, Giuliani just came unhinged because, after all, he's been running on the strength of September 11, 2001. I can't wait for that. And when Ron Paul squares off, it ain't going to be Osama whatever his name, Ben Mama, whatever that guy's name is, it will be Hillary Clinton. I'd love to see Ron Paul just start taking chunks out of that woman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, and the money problems are continuing for this country. 7 countries considering abandoning the U.S. dollar and what it actually means. Saudi Arabia, well, first let me preface it by saying this. It's no secret that the dollar is on a downward spiral. Yeah. How low can you go? And when Ron Paul says that when the dollar reaches zero, which it's not too far away from right now, it's worth about 2 cents, folks. It has lost, 80% of its value since the 60s alone. And this latest assault, you know, we get a president in there that, well, it seems to think that he can spend his way into prosperity, haranguing the U.S. public with another $6 trillion in debt in mere 6 years of presidency. Good job, George. Killing and fighting people that we shouldn't be fighting with. We should be making friends for peace. That's Ron Paul's message. But aside from all that, it's no secret that the dollar is on a downward spiral. Its value is dropping, and the Fed isn't doing a whole lot to change it. As a result, a number of countries are considering a shift away from the dollar to preserve their assets. Now, there are 7 of the countries currently considering a move from the dollar, and how they'll have an effect on its value and the U.S. economy. Saudi Arabia. This is rather fascinating. How many barrels and billions of gallons of stuff we bought from them. The Telegraph reports, for the first time, Saudi Arabia has refused to cut interest rates along with the U.S. Federal Reserve. This is seen as a signal that a break from the dollar currency peg is imminent. The kingdom is talking about appropriate measures to protect itself from letting the dollar cause problems for their own economy. They're concerned about the threat of inflation and don't want to deal with the recessionary conditions, as this is put in parentheses, in the U.S. Hans Redeker of BNP Paribas believes this creates a very dangerous situation for the dollar. I guess it does, as Saudi Arabia alone has management of $800 billion. That's U.S. dollars. Experts feel that a break from the dollar in Saudi Arabia could set off a stampede from the dollar in the Middle East, a region that manages a mere $3.5 billion. And again, U.S. dollars. South Korea in 2005, Korea announced, and this is our buds and pals over in South Korea, folks. We help them with money and to industrialize a country, to break away and keep away from the communists up north. We've had troops over there since, what, 1952? To prevent the hordes from racing over the demilitarized zone to hop, chop, and basically whack the South Koreans. In 2005, Korea announced its intention to shift its investment to currencies of countries other than the U.S., although they've simply been making plans to diversify for the future. That doesn't mean a large dollar drop isn't in the works. There are whispers that the Bank of Korea is planning on selling $1 billion in U.S. bonds in the near future after $100 million of sales this past August. And the question, again, that I keep asking, sell it to who? Japan ain't going to buy it. China's walking away from it. Russia ain't going to touch it. Who are we going to engineer a sale to keep this charade floating for a few more days or a few more weeks? China. After already dropping the dollar peg in 2005, China has more trouble up its sleeve. Currently, China is threatening a nuclear option of huge dollar liquidation in response to possible trade sanctions intended to force a revaluation of their currency. Although China doesn't want any undesirable phenomenon in the global financial order, their large sums of U.S. dollars does serve as a bargaining chip. As we've noted in the past, China has the power to take the wind out of the dollar. Venezuela. Venezuela holds little loyalty to the dollar. In fact, they've shown overt disapproval, choosing to establish barter deals for oil. These barter deals, established under Hugo Chavez, allows Venezuela to trade oil with 12 Latin American countries and Cuba without using the dollar, shorting the U.S. its usual subsidy. Chavez is not shy about this decision and has publicly encouraged others to adopt similar agreements. In 2000, Chavez recommended to OPEC that they take advantage of high-tech electronic barter and bilateral exchanges of its oil with its developing country customers. Or in other words, stop using the dollar or even the euro for oil transactions. In September, Chavez instructed Venezuela's state oil company, Petróleos de Venezuela S.A., to change its dollar investment to euros and other currencies in order to mitigate the risk. The Sudan. Sudan is, once again, planning to convert its dollar holdings to the euro and other currencies. Additionally, they've recommended to commercial banks, government departments, and other private businesses to do the same. In 1997, the Central Bank of Sudan made a similar recommendation in reaction to U.S. sanctions from former President Clinton, but the implementation failed. This time around, 31 Sudanese companies have become subject to sanctions, preventing them from doing trade or financial transactions with the U.S. Officially, the sanctions are reported to have little effect, but there are indications that the economy is suffering due to these restrictions. A decision to move Sudan away from the dollar is intended to allow the country to work around these sanctions as well as any implemented in the future. However, the Khartoum Committee recently concluded that proposals for a reduced dependence on the dollar are not feasible, regardless, It is clear that Sudan's intent is to attempt a break from the dollar in the very near future. Iran, which Ahmadinejad, he made this statement a long time ago, that their oil in that country is to only be sold to people in gold, and I guess silver would do, but also in euros and not U.S. dollars. Iran is perhaps the most likely candidate for an imminent abandonment of the dollar. Recently, Iran requested that its shipments to Japan be traded for yen instead of dollars. Further, Iran has plans in the works to create an open commodity exchange called the Iran Oil Bourse. Now, this exchange would make it possible to trade oil and gas in non-dollar currencies, the euro in particular, although the oil bourse has missed at least three of its announced opening dates, it serves to make clear Iran's intentions for the dollar. Now, as of October 2007, Iran receives non-dollar currencies for 85, and I repeat, 85% of its oil exports, and has plans to move the remaining 15% to currencies like the United Arab Emirates, dirham, I guess they call it. Russia. Iran is not alone in its desire to establish alternatives to trading oil and other commodities in dollars. In 2006, Russian President Vladimir Putin, expressed interest in establishing a Russian stock exchange, which will allow oil, gas, and other goods to be paid for in rubles. Russians' intentions are no secret. In the past, they've made it clear that they're very wary of holding too many dollar reserves. In 2004, Russian Central Bank First Deputy Chairman Alexei, and I do believe this is Yuli Gagayev, say that three times fast, remarked, "Most of our reserves are in dollars, and that's a cause for concern." He went on to explain that after considering the dollar's rate against the euro, Russia is discussing the possibility of changing the reserve structure. Then in 2005, Russia put an end to its dollar peg, opting instead to move towards the euro alignment. They've discussed pricing oil in euros, a move that could provide large shifts away from the dollar and towards the euro, as Russia is the world's second largest oil exporter. Now, what does this all mean? Countries are growing weary, basically, of losing money on the falling dollar. Many of them want to protect their financial interest, and a number of them want to end the U.S. oversight that comes with using the dollar. Although it's not clear how many of these countries will actually follow through in the abandonment of the dollar, it is clear that the status as a world currency is in trouble. Well, it's more than in trouble. Nobody wants to deal with it, and they will walk away from the dollar. Now, obviously, an abandonment of the dollar is bad news for the currency. Simply put, as demand lessens, its value drops. Additionally, the revenue generated from the use of the dollar will be sorely missed if it's lost. The dollar status as a cheaply produced U.S. export is a vital part of our economy. Losing this status could rock the financial lives of both Americans and worldwide economy. Yeah. Times 10. Any calls? I ran out of stuff to read. It's Thursday. I only had 2 hours sleep. Folks, it's all, I mean, it's, it, you know, this is all designed to do one thing. All of what you see is going on, it's designed to do you one thing, It's to keep you unhinged from reality. From going back to the basics of how things work and why they work and why they're successful. You know, folks, it is true that going to the Fed Reserve note in 1913 allowed an elastic money supply to be put in place. Forget what the Constitution says for a moment. Hey, it was the best thing that bankers saw fit to do. For what? Expansion. Oh, there's going to be more wealth, and people are going to have more jobs, and, well, initially that is true. But the poison in this pill comes when the piper says, hey, it's due. And the problem with fiat currencies are, folks, that they have never, ever, ever in its history ever lasted more than a century. Let me check the atomic clock on the wall. Let me see. It's the 8th of November, 2007. Whoops, in about 6 years, that 100-year shelf life is due. And I don't think we're not even going to come close to making the 100 years. They are scared to death. We have a mass debt, and you cannot tell me that George Bush and his handlers, the elitist and the illuminist, have not had their hand up his backside, moving his mouth and directing his actions. Now, George would like to think that he's in charge, but he's not in charge of anything, any more than Ben Bernanke is in charge of the money. He does exactly what his handlers and what his sugar daddies tell him to do. The International Bank of Settlements, the IMF, whatever, World Bank, it doesn't matter. This is the globalist last try to bring down the United States. And I got to be honest with you, folks. They've done a pretty good job of destroying this country. And this has always been talked about, that in order to bring around the world government, you have to destroy the United States. Now, why would they have to do that? Well, the reason is very simple. That people that had self-determination, that had the ability to use their brains, people would take advantage of their freedom, not only economically, but personally, their freedom and their liberty, outside of the aegis and control of the government, to make for themselves whatever they wanted to make. We were free to do it. These are our lives we are talking about. This is our time and our energy and our labors we're talking about that nobody owns except ourselves. If you heard that Lindbergh speech, it particularly tickled me because Franklin Delano Roosevelt has always been a particularly strong thorn in my side. The guy that came up with the New Deal, right on the heels of the bankers, he started to socialize this country. And it has not stopped since then. And you draw people in, and you make them more dependent, and you have control over them. What exactly am I reading? Okay, never mind. Okay, let's take Mark in Austin. Hello, Mark.
Hi, John.
Yes.
Do you have time to switch back to a topic you were covering earlier?
Sure.
Okay, I was talking to a guy from the Middle East. His name was Mossaid, and he told me, and I'm sure this bears further research, but he told me that Israel is taking the $3 billion, probably plus, that they get from the U.S. in part and paying exorbitant prices for Jordanian real estate that borders Israel, and they very likely are doing the same thing in Palestine. He said, as an example, he says, if I come up to you and I see the watch you're wearing, it's not a Rolex, he says, I'll give you $25,000 for it. Are you going to take it? And he said, just the same thing is if you have a little hovel on maybe an acre of land and someone comes along and says, I'll give you $500,000 for it. Are you going to take it? And he says, this has been going on for a number of years. And I said, well, do you think at some point the border is going to change to reflect that? He says, oh, absolutely.
So they're taking the $3 billion plus all the contracts we can throw their way, and they're out there buying real estate?
Yep. He saw that personally happening. He knew people who had their land purchased for just, I mean, really unreal values. So that they would get out quickly, obviously. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to bring up. And the other thing is, real quick, I'll try to just kind of broach the topic. Have you ever considered that the mission of Jesus Christ has been severely blunted? And the reason why I say this is because I heard a conservative poll that was taken about 15 years ago, and they said approximately 2.7 people out of 10 after 2,000 years consider themselves to be Christians, at least in name, worldwide. Now, I would ask, does that mean that Jesus Christ's mission was a success? Obviously, as the centuries roll on, of course, Jesus did his work right. There's no question in my mind he was successful. But in terms of the human mind and heart lagging behind, I would say that so far Jesus' mission is not very successful, because one of the first things he said to do was to heal the sick. But never mind all that. What was it that blunted Jesus' mission? And I really wanted to bring this up because I heard a quote from Pastor Hagee recently that he doesn't think that Jesus even ever declared himself as the Messiah, and the Jews have been unfairly beaten up for, you know, putting him to death and so forth. If the Roman power truly was responsible for the death of Jesus, is it possible that Rome, as the empire power, and then later morphing into the Roman Catholic Church, I don't mean to step on anybody's toes here, but George Gordon recently quoted records from the Roman Catholic Church itself, and they said that they had put to death about 100 million people between the years of 1300 and 1700.
You're speaking about the Romans?
The Roman Catholic Church, okay, at that time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll let you finish up on the other side of this break. Hang on.
Thank you, John.
All right.
Okay, I will.
Hang on.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Mark, if you would, finish up.
Okay. I have 143 biographies in my library that my wife and I have collected over about 15 years. Mm-hmm. and they all back up the contention, and I heard this from a pretty good source, and I'd be happy to share the results of my research to anyone who wanted to find out, but I've heard it said that the Vatican actually knows that the second coming of Christ has already occurred, but it was such a threat to their hegemony on the mental power they have over other people, especially the fear of eternal hellfire and damnation, that they have purposely suppressed this knowledge. And the human mind is very, very slow to grasp what God actually does amongst humanity.
Mark, I would have to sit down and have a lengthy conversation with you to start to even begin to consider that. There have been a lot of people, and the argument is still raging. You know, you got to ask yourself the question here in this country, why do we keep pushing Judeo-Christendom? Why do we keep doing that? Why does Israeli lobby buy the guy that just died, Jerry Farwell, a jet for $1.6 million? How much money have they put into the coffers of the retained one down in San Antonio? You know, why is it?
I tell you, John, I just love it. I mean, this weird theology that says we got to kill all the Muslims so Jesus can come down under the Dome of the Rock. Mm. Oh my God!
Well, and who has been responsible? And I've read a little bit in history, the Vatican and the great church in Rome. I mean, geez, the Inquisitions, all of these things. You know, I have no doubt that they're responsible for a lot of deaths, but there's been a lot of players in on this deal. And hasn't the Pope even come out recently and called for a global government? I'd
be surprised if the Vatican didn't cooperate with the New World Order. I mean, but look at our churches. I mean, the churches are doing the same thing. All the heads of the churches are in the same boat with the Vatican. I don't mean to single out Roman Catholics for any particular ire or criticism. I mean, there's honest people, you know, at the street level in every organization.
Understood.
But I'd be glad to share my research with you if you had time. Something I know you're awful busy.
Well, so, when I got a little time, we can go grab a little lunch or whatever. I'd be glad to hear it, Mark.
Thank you, John, very much.
Thank you,
right.
Cliff. Excuse me, my wife is interrupting my producer here. Cliff, you disagree with everything that I'm saying. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello?
Yes. Well, that didn't last long. he hung up on himself, right?
Hey, Dad.
Oh, there we go.
John?
Yes, Cliff?
I enjoyed listening to your network.
Uh-huh.
But I do think you're... I believe in this country. I don't believe in making the rich richer.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul, tell me how he's going to treat the underclass. You have a duty to pay money to live in this society, and yet we are a capitalist society, but we are a mixed society, and there are certain things that we all have to pay for, like public schools and public welfare.
Cliff, we're running out of time. I wish you would have called earlier. I would love to address each one of your points. Can you call back in another time, and I would be
sure,
happy to do
John,
it.
Sure, John, I'd be pleased.
Okay, Cliff, thank you for your call.
Chris.
It's Chris?
Yes.
Okay, I had you on the screen as Cliff. Sorry, Chris.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right, Bill in West Virginia, sorry I couldn't get to your call. We're out of time for today's program. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.